You're listening to Linux News Log, separating the Linux and open source signal from the noise.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/quicksurf. Over 85,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. Hey everybody, how's it going? I'm your host Adrian, coming to you almost live from lovely Phoenix, Arizona, here in Studio MC1 at QuickSurf Internet Services. Linux News Log is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Do feel free to head on over to techpodcast.com and check out all the other technology-related shows over there. Let's go ahead and get into the news for this episode, starting off at sfgate.com. Solix Enterprise Data Management Suite achieves Oracle Database Ready, Oracle Web Logic Ready, and Oracle Linux Ready status. Solix Technologies has announced that the Solix Enterprise Data Management Suite is Oracle Database Ready, the WebLogic, and Linux Ready status through the Oracle Partner Network. The announcement demonstrates that Solix Technologies has fully tested and supports Solix EDMS 5.0 on Oracle Database 11G Release 2, the WebLogic Server 11G Release 1, and Oracle Linux 5. They are a gold-level member of the Oracle Partner Network. So pretty neat stuff. If you're a user, check it out. From CNN Money, Android is the new Linux, and that's not a good thing. Google's mobile operating system, Android, is the new Linux. It's open, it's free, aside from patent issues, and it's just a utility. It's completely worthless as a brand in which to build upon. Unfortunately for Google, Android means different things to different companies. For HTC and Samsung, it's beginning to be a patent mess. And for Amazon, it's just a customizable layer that doesn't even deserve branding, acknowledgement, or universal support. And ultimately, this will be Android's downfall into irrelevance. Now, the poster of this blog post, John S. Wilson, I completely agree with him. You know, one of the beautiful things about iOS and OS X is it's extremely cohesive. Windows tends to be very cohesive. You get a very uniform experience across, no matter what Windows computer you're using, it's fairly uniform. It doesn't matter if you're using an iPod Touch, an iPhone 4, a 3G, an iPhone, you know, original iPhone, a 3GS, you know, starting tomorrow, or actually you're listening it today, the next version of the iPhone, the user interface, you know, an iPad, the user interface is pretty cohesive. It's consistent. It's, you know, it's the one thing. And with Android, you don't get that. You got, you know, multiple incompatible stuff going on with Android. You know, you've got, you know, carriers who go and put out an Android, 2.2 phone, and they promise that 2.3 will come out. And, you know, but before that even happens, they release a new phone with 2.3. And then you're like, great, you know, what do I do with this old phone? You said you were going to release a new version, and you're taking so long to do it that you came out with a new phone in the meantime that has the new version. And so, you know, it's a mess. It really is. So check the story out. It's a pretty interesting read. From tmcnet.com, Tuxera becomes associate member of the Genevi Alliance. Tuxera is the leading provider of Windows and Mac compatible file systems for Android, Linux, and other platforms, and has become an associate member of the Genevi Alliance. The Alliance gathers companies from the entire in-vehicle infotainment value chain, from software, consumer electronics, communication, automotive companies, major vehicle manufacturers such as BMW, PSA, Peugeot, Citroën? I don't know how to say it. That's a European brand. We never see those brand cars here in the U.S. Jaguar, Land Rover, General Motors, oh yes, General Motors, now Government Motors, Hyundai Motor Group, Renault, Nissan, Honda, and Mahindra, I hope that's pronounced correctly. So anyway, Their mission is to make Genevieve an open, fully interoperable IVI platform that supports all Windows formatted storages as well as the latest SDXC, wow, what a mouthful, memory card formats. The platform builds on Linux and other open source technologies, which are also Tuxera's core competencies. So pretty interesting stuff. Check it out. From the Register, we have some MeeGo news. The Linux Foundation is merging MeeGo into Tizen. What? Really? That's offensive. The Linux Foundation has officially put MeeGo on the back burner and is working toward a new open source OS called Tizen, which will probably have the same outcome as MeeGo, which will have greater emphasis on HTML5 support. Nobody cares. I really had high hopes for MeeGo. I really did. I know more than one person, actually, who had very high hopes for MeeGo, and those hopes have now been squashed. MeeGo, which itself is a merger of Intel's Moblin and Nokia's MAMO projects, was launched last year as a joint venture between the two companies. Under the auspices of the Linux Foundation, the goal was an open-source multi-use OS based around Linux and optimized for running on smaller processors, chiefly Intel's Atom. And we all know that fizzled because Atom is a terrible processor for phones. All right, so anyway, bad news. Now it's Tizen, I guess, which will probably never see the light of day. From Deep Tech over at CNetNews.com, Firefox 8 beta brings Twitter search tab controls. Pretty nice. As part of its rolling wave of updates, Mozilla today released a new beta version of Firefox that gives some new options for searching, controlling tabs, and managing add-ons. You can get it for Windows, Mac, Linux, and Android. It's the newest release of their six-week development cycle. So pretty interesting stuff. Check it out. Personally, I'm not a huge Firefox user, but, you know, worth a look. From CNetNews.com's digital media blog, Linux programmer Ricer requests a new murder trial. This is, in Linux circles, a huge deal. Hans Ricer, the jailed Linux programmer convicted in 2008 of killing his estranged wife, is going to federal court to demand a new trial, according to a 117-page handwritten filing posted by Wired reporter David Kravitz, who covered the bizarre courtroom drama gavel to gavel in Oakland, California. Poor guy. I think he probably did murder his wife. He seems a little oddball, but still nonetheless, come on. And his wife is actually not that bad looking. They have a picture of her here, and it's like, dude, you killed her? Really? What has this world come to? Geeks are getting crazy. From Computer World, Nokia readies a Linux OS for low-end smartphones. Nokia has underlined the importance of low-cost smartphones, and now it appears that the company is developing a Linux-based OS for smartphones that will cost less than $100 without subsidies. The new OS is codenamed Meltemi, and the project is being led by Mary McDowell, Nokia's chief executive vice president in charge of mobile phones, according to sources familiar with the matter. The Wall Street Journal reported on Thursday. So, pretty interesting stuff. Now, the thing that I find really offensive is Nokia was supposed to do MAMO, and then they went over to Windows Phone, and now they're realizing, oh my gosh, Windows Phones won't be cheap enough. Then you should have stuck with MAMO, or even better yet, MeeGo, which we just reported on is being rolled into Tizen. Now we've got Meltemi. Really? Nokia's a mess. All right. Well, that will do it for this edition of Linux News Log. As always, everything we've talked about is linked up in the show notes. Just visit us online, linux.quicksurf.com or quicksurf.com. They're both basically one and the same. And subscribe to the show if you have not already done so. You can shoot me an email, linux@quicksurf.com. You can follow me online. I've got a whole list of links that you can follow me if you so desire. And with that, I will see all of you on the next episode. See you then. Bye.